This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Thanks for joining us for the latest installment of our series, To Understand Ohio. Each month, we're checking in with author David Giffels as he travels the state trying to get a better sense of the concerns that are on the minds of voters ahead of the 2020 presidential election. His reasoning is what's on the minds of the people who live in the very different parts of Ohio could provide some insight into the country as a whole. What he finds will be in his new book, Barnstorming Ohio, due out later this year. David's back in our studios. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me back.
And this month, we're heading to the Mahoning Valley and a little bit of a trip back in time to the era of Congressman Jim Traficant, but with good reason, because David, it turns out there's a lot we can learn from Traficant's time in office and what it says about the current political climate, isn't there?
His style is so reminiscent of Donald Trump, and I think it's important at this point to bring up the fact that his legend was very colorful locally in its time, but had kind of faded. But it came back around in 2016 when Donald Trump emerged as this strange outsider candidate. And the parallels between them were so obvious and so curious that he started to come up again in the national conversation. Not only did they both have kind of similar wild hairdos and bombastic styles, sort of superficial similarities, but also this knack for getting support from people who felt like they weren't listened to. And if you understand the Mahoning Valley of the 1970s and 1980s, as their former power was slipping away from them, so was their voice. And if you get somebody who says that he's speaking for you and he's a fighter, it became clear people will stick with you through all kinds of things that would suggest that they should not.
Jim Traficant, he bucked convention. He went after the establishment. He went against the establishment. He went after the media. Sounds familiar.
It sure does. Yeah. And with very similar language, some of which I can't even repeat here. But he told, you know, the FBI to go blank yourself. He called the IRS a bunch of political prostitutes. And then he apologized to the hookers of America for comparing them to the IRS. He was incredibly belligerent with the media. And in fact, when he gave his acceptance speech in the Youngstown area after he won his first congressional victory, he browbeat a local columnist who had dared to criticize him so badly that he had to leave in fear of his physical welfare.
What does it say about the Mahoning Valley? The whole idea that it should have been no surprise to anybody that Donald Trump was as successful as he was in 2016 in the Mahoning Valley.
When the Traficant phenomenon happened initially, there was a sort of narrative that this could only happen in the Mahoning Valley, that this was some sort of a weird anomaly. And I always kind of thought of it that way. He was just sort of this quirk of local folklore. And when the Trump phenomenon began and these similarities began, I had to think about how they paralleled, you know, because they were different in some ways. Jim Traficant was very much one of them. And very lowborn, son of a truck driver. Donald Trump was the opposite. Donald Trump was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and didn't seem to match the character of the Mahoning Valley. But what he did that was politically brilliant was the same thing that Jim Traficant did that was politically brilliant, which is that he recognized people who didn't feel like they were being spoken for, and he said that he was speaking for them. There's a very strong crossover of the remaining Traficant sort of groupies and Trump supporters. In fact, there was one woman I was trying to track down for an interview as I was researching this, and she was always busy. One day when I was trying to get her, I'm like, I just need a few minutes to talk to you. She's like, I'm busy because I'm planning a birthday party for Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump was not coming to this birthday party, but she was throwing a party for him.
Historically, this is a very firmly Democratic part of the country. But in 2016, Mahoning County barely went for Hillary Clinton. Trumbull County, the Democrats lost. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't happened since when?
Yeah, even more tellingly, profound numbers of people changed their party affiliation during the primaries from Democrat to either Republican or Independent so that they could vote for Donald Trump to become the candidate.
You say the Mahoning Valley is not unique. There are a lot of places in the country that's very much like it. And is that the big takeaway here?
Yeah, I think the big takeaway, again, I used to think of Jim Traficant as this sort of quirk. this anomaly. And the more I thought about it, and the more I read about it, and the more I talked to people about it, the more it made me realize actually how easy it is to tap into somehow weakened populace. And I don't mean weakened in a negative way. I mean weakened in an honest way, a humbled populace, that something where something has gone wrong or somehow they've lost their voice.
And again, what we understand about Ohio is very true about what we understand about our whole country here.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, it used to be said that this could only happen in the Mahoning Valley, and I think more and more true is if it could happen there, it could happen anywhere.
We've been talking with David Giffords about his latest adventures for his upcoming book, Barnstorming Ohio. It's due out this summer. David, thanks, and we'll talk with you again next month.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.